after there's a crew covering all Elite Wrestling, bringing you the news. It's Sunday Night Raw, gonna rock your world. Tune into the podcast, let the chaos unfurl. The energy's electric, the passion's on fire. What's going on, Kicking Out Podcast Nation? It is your reigning, defending KOP Predictions Champion for 392 days and counting, Tanner Lee in the house. Co-host Austin Shepherd should be joining me here soon. Our third co-host, the little Jimmy title holder, Paul Zarman, will not be joining us tonight. So it'll just be a two-man show tonight, myself and Shep. But until Shep shows up, I'm holding down the fort. Sorry about your fortunes, but it is Sunday night. It's October 27th, 2024. Hope everybody's having a great week. Let's see. We got some people already in here on YouTube. Steffi's in the house. What's going on, Steffi? Majin, that's not AEW. Halloween Havoc, I guess. Yeah, I got Halloween Havoc 99 behind me. Not NXT going on live currently on Peacock. I have, you know, the good old WCW on behind me. Brandon J, what's going on? Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Steffi says, looks like she's watching NXT live. Yeah, I'm sure it's a good show. I'm not a big NXT follower. I like a couple talents. I mean, Trick Williams and Ethan Page, All Ego. That's going to be a fun main event title match. Big Ethan Page fan, as everybody who's listened to the podcast or watched the podcast knows. You know, I think AEW really underutilized him, didn't use him to his full potential, and good for Ethan to go over there and definitely get the push he deserves. So, yeah, go for it, Steffi. You got a statement to say? Go for it. Majin, what was that rap video that Ethan did? I thought it was fantastic. A little playoff Freddy Krueger 1-2. Freddy's coming for you, but All Ego's coming for you. Whoop that trick. Good stuff. Brandon J, OC is about to be a main eventer. Yes. Definitely will get into that as we dive into tonight's pod. But yeah, OC's about to be pushed into the main event title picture for sure, I think. Steffi, I do not think NXT can sell out the ECW arena. Yeah, it'll be interesting. They're running that, coming in a week or two when they go head-to-head with Dynamite again on Wednesday night? So, Majin giving a shout-out to D-Von. Oh, my brother, testify. Another very underrated talent, D-Von Dudley. Of course, his career hasn't went on as long as Bully Ray's. So November 6th, so not this upcoming Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, we get another head-to-head between NXT and AEW. That'll be interesting. There he is. There's the legend, Shep himself.
I told you I was coming.
I know. We had people waiting on us. Thought I'd jump right in and just start rambling away until you came in. So
you're a good rambler.
Hey, look at our other co-host. He can't be on the pod tonight, but he can come on here and comment from his YouTube channel, Tales from the Shadows. The little Jimmy champion can't join us, but he can comment. So
who's Tales from the Shadows?
Mr. Paul.
Oh, Paul, you're a slacker. Says in my bio.
So we were talking about a few different people here in the first 5 minutes, and Majin brought up D-Von Dudley. Would you agree that D-Von's a pretty underrated talent? Doesn't get the respect he deserves. I mean, Bubba Ray / Bully Ray had the longer career, but I feel like, I mean, D-Von didn't really have that singles push. When he did, it didn't go well, but I feel like he's pretty underrated.
Yeah, I think the only reason we all think of Bully is the
more successful out of the two just because he had that singles run as aces and eights.
Right.
And had the TNA championship. And maybe it's because we listen. I mean, the wrestling community listens to Bully like 4 days a week on Busted Open. You know, right. the only wrestling show on SiriusXM.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he gets a little bit more, what do you say, clout because of that, I guess?
Yeah, yeah.
But D-Von, I mean, if you go back to some of that ECW days, D-Von was right there with Bully, thick and thin, and even his mic work in ECW was excellent.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. You know, and even his ECW run, yeah, I think a lot of people just go right to the Dudley Boys and in the WWF / WWE and don't even acknowledge his ECW stuff, which
hey, they
can make
they
an argument that was better.
They always announce Bully Ray as a 2-time WWE Hall of Famer.
Hmm.
He went in as obviously Team 3D.
Yeah,
I didn't or the think Dudleys, he was in whatever.
By himself. Well, a 2-time Hall of Fame. Is he in TNA's Hall of Fame?
He is, but I swear LaGreca introduces him as a 2-time WWE Hall of Famer and TNA Hall of Famer.
Huh. I'll have to pay more attention next time. Cause I
was actually gonna look that up.
I can't think what else he would be in for.
I couldn't either.
Majin asked if the entire Dudley family got in. I don't think Spike did.
No, Spike took more bumps in WWE than any Hall of Famer ever did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That guy got thrown around like a rag doll. Another underrated guy.
Very underrated.
Yeah, we're kind of going down different rabbit holes to begin tonight, but it's all good. It's all good.
It's okay.
It's all good.
Yeah, TNA Hall of Fame in 2014, WWE Hall of Fame in 2008. So the way they did it in 2018, WWE Hall of Fame as part of Team 3D, and then as a part of the Dudley Boys, respectively.
Hmm. Okay.
So is that how he gets two rings?
I guess so.
So I wonder who was part of Team 3D that wasn't a part of the Dudley. Does that include? Can't include Spike.
I don't think Spike the Hall of Famer.
I don't think so. I mean, the guy knew Shakespeare. I knew that.
Yeah, Steffi, you and Majin are agreeing on something. It's rare. Brandon, yes, I did watch Collision this week for once. I didn't watch it live last night, but I watched it after it was off the air, and we'll talk about it. I thought it was a good show. I enjoyed it. Did you catch Collision, Chip? Or just highlights or results?
Highlights.
Yeah.
Bits and pieces.
I did not watch Rampage. Surprise, surprise. But
I did not watch Rampage either.
Which I did catch some highlights of Ricochet, Nick Wayne. That looked fun. Nick Wayne has some really cool spots, but
yeah,
I meant to go watch that match, but I didn't.
Mama Wayne came home a little sore. I had to give a little massage. She got a little involved, too much involved, but she looked pretty good though, didn't she, Tanner?
She always looks pretty good.
Yeah, she does.
Well, Shep's sipping on something. So, Shep, what are we drinking tonight?
I tell you what. I, in the last 4 weeks, I don't think I brought this up before because I have a shitty memory, okay? So if I brought this up like 5 weeks ago on the podcast, I apologize. But I'm on my second one of the night. I have perfected the Bloody fucking Mary.
Ooh.
And I don't know if we can, we can't see it in the cup, but, God, is it good? It's like breakfast in a cup. I had an early dinner, so I thought I needed something a little hearty to get me going. No pun to the Hardy Boys who just won the TNA titles.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them, by the way. And we can, but, we'll talk, you know,
we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. I'm talking about my fucking Bloody Mary, Tanner. The key, you can buy the spicy kosher dill pickles. Not, the pickles are great, but the juice, that spicy pickle juice that goes in there with the horseradish, the Worcestershire, little garlic, a little ginger, actually, a little eight. I got a bunch of shit in here. We'll talk about it later. But I'm telling you what, it's like a fucking meal in a cup. It's so good. I'm on my second one tonight. You're going to laugh. The reason I'm on my second one is because I had to split the first one with my wife. We were watching the rerun of the local school board meeting.
For Monday.
That's kind of exciting.
Yeah, you need a little alcohol of some sort to watch that.
That was one of the more exciting school board meetings.
It had to be.
In Northern Indiana than, but yeah. So she took a couple sips of that. And I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll share, I guess. You're my wife. That made me
I'm surprised she likes Bloody Marys. I don't know why. She just doesn't come across as a Bloody Mary gal to me.
Bloody Mary and margaritas.
Margaritas, I could see that. My wife's a big margarita fan.
Palomas. She likes Palomas too.
I don't know if my wife likes Bloody Mary. I've never seen her drink one, but that doesn't mean she doesn't like them. I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
They're so hearty.
Actually, I almost guarantee she doesn't because she doesn't like tomatoes. So there we go. I just answered my own question.
In the summertime, when it's really hot out, before golf, I go to transfusions instead of Bloody Marys, because sometimes Bloody Marys put you in a little, they put that bubble gut in you, and you get on the fourth or fifth hole of a golf course, you don't know where you can go.
You might be in trouble.
Yeah, so we actually go with some transfusions when it's a little warmer. But right. Colder weather, man, these Bloody Marys are nice and hearty. Yep. We just had a 5-minute conversation about Bloody Marys, didn't we?
Yeah, it's all good. I haven't talked. I've been on this pod for 12 minutes and 50 seconds. Haven't talked a bit of AW. So that's what we do. Cheers. You know, we're a podcast about AW. So. I do got a few AW news and notes before we get into talking about this week's Dynamite. Backstage update came out on the status of the rumored new AW Shockwave show this week. According to FIFO Select, AW has been speaking to various networks about Shockwave, and while rumors point to the show landing on Fox, that deal is reportedly not done, despite Fox being interested in non-WWE wrestling products. When AW filed the trademark for Shockwave back in September, it was rumored the show would air on Fox Sports 1. The rumors about AW product airing on Fox only increased after former AW World Champion Swerve Strickland was recorded by a YouTube entertainer at SneakerCon speaking about potential network move after SmackDown moved from Fox to USA. AW is no longer exclusively to just Warner Brothers Discovery, so the company is exploring other possibilities. But so it looks like still Dynamite and Collision will remain, of course, we've already mentioned this, on Warner Brothers Discovery and also streaming on Max. Rampage is currently not set to air in 2025, nor is Battle of the Belts, which I didn't know that bit of information. So we will see. I don't think they would have filed for a trademark for Shockwave if they weren't pretty sure that they were going to land on TV somewhere.
Well, that and the streaming deal is going to be all the, three names they filed for on the streaming?
Yep, I got that right here. They filed for, let's see, AW Max Month, AW Wrestle Max, and Wrestle Max.
A lot of Maxes in there.
A lot of Maxes. Got to have MJF in it. That,
is that Booker T behind you there, by the way?
Yeah, watching Halloween Havoc 99.
That's Stevie Ray, isn't it?
That's Stevie Ray and Booker T, both Harlem Heat.
Okay. I know. I was asking who was talking. Maybe?
I thought it was Mike Tenay, but
now Booker T didn't put any racial slurs down, did he?
No, not that I know of. Not that night. Not that night.
He was known for those.
Catching up on some comments here. You're getting called out for saying Bloody Mary as many times as you are.
Bloody Mary? What's wrong with a Bloody Mary?
Said you're playing with dangerous forces. I think it's similar to like saying Beetlejuice three times, the urban legend. Bloody Mary. I don't know.
I don't get it.
Paul's, you know, Paul has that YouTube show that he already commented on, Tales from the Shadows. He would be more to know. He knows all those urban legend ghosts. Paranormal stuff. So,
I don't get into that. You know, what I do get into.
What's fucking, that?
Fucking spicy pickle. Been soaking in vodka for a while.
Stephen Chambers, Willow Nightingale injured in Mexico with a concussion. I just saw that this morning.
Draw it.
Yeah, hopefully she can recover fast. Yep, JBL showed up at Bound for Glory last night. We'll talk about
cost.
That.
Cost Joe Hendry. What? Yep. How does this song go?
Say his name and he'll appear. I believe in Joe Hendry.
I believe in Joe Hendry. Yeah, there you go.
I believe in Joe Hendry. It's so catchy. It's so catchy.
He does so well. He does so well on it.
I can't believe they haven't put the title on him yet, but I actually like it. They're doing that slow burn, like you're getting on the edge, like the fans, and then they pull it from you. So when it does happen, it's going to be a huge moment.
Well, so. I think at one point, I thought they were going to put the NXT title on him before they put the TNA title on him.
Right.
Which I'm okay with. Completely okay with. I love the partnership crossover there. I love it.
Yeah, people right away, I heard last night, like, oh, is he going to WWE soon? Like, he's under contract with TNA for a long time. At least he's been on record saying so. So
I think he's got another at least 2 years from last time I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. The Kingo got hurt last night. They had to stretch him out. So, the taping in Detroit, excuse me.
He just came back from injury about a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And has not appeared on AEW television. And don't like this. I mean, the style of wrestling he works, doesn't shock me. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, Ospreay years ago had to change his style up a little bit due to injury concern. So, yep. Yeah, Steffi, I think talking about the giant center on Halloween Havoc. Halloween Havoc and WCW had the best stage every year. Every year, in my opinion.
Wasn't it the warrior mask? Didn't it look like the warrior mask?
I think it's a pumpkin. Because warrior was already out of the company again by 99.
No, I know, but I felt like the background.
Mm. I'll have to check again when it's behind me. But it was interesting. I don't like to talk about Bischoff very often because you know what I think about him. But on the latest episode of 83 Weeks, he was saying he always viewed WCW's WrestleMania as Halloween Havoc. Even though a lot of people viewed it as Starrcade, he always pushed for Halloween Havoc to be the bigger show.
I don't know. Starrcade had some banger matches.
Mm-hmm.
I thought American Bash was always a big one. Great American Bash was always a big one too. Obviously, that was mm-hmm. the debut of the NWO. Bash at the Beach. I thought it was Great American Bash.
I think it was Bash at the Beach, and then that was also Hogan's last appearance in WCW ever in 2000 when he and Russo got into it with the whole Jeff Jarrett laying down thing.
Look at that. Yeah, doesn't it, the Halloween Havoc little signet, doesn't that look like Warrior Mask?
Yeah, the V a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm not totally.
Yeah.
I'm not totally nuts.
I think it's supposed to be a bat, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. It was Bash at the Beach.
Okay, Bash at the Beach.
And I think I hope Stephanie's saying that about Bischoff, not you or me, asshat extraordinaire.
That could be a compliment, actually.
It could be.
Yeah. I'm extraordinaire.
Yeah. Extraordinaire of something. One more bit of news before we get into talking about Dynamite. Another story came out about the AEW title picture and the plans and dating back. Meltzer, our old buddy Dave Meltzer, claims that this was actually the plan all along for Moxley to go over Danielson, turn heel, and the reason why not a lot of people knew about it is the only people that knew about it were Tony Khan, John Moxley, Brian Danielson, and Darby Allin. And that Danielson didn't want to win the title at All In, but was talked into doing so. And Danielson had the idea for Moxley to do this heel turn, become edgier with the direction of the BCC. So, yep.
Okay. I have my own thoughts on it.
Yeah.
If Danielson had his own pencil to write his own way out, I think he would have made it to Wrestle Kingdom. I know everybody, we always joked about that. If he could have made it another 2.5 months, I think that's where he would have ended up.
Mm-hmm.
But the position he was in, I think he wanted to make sure AEW was taken care of, AEW title was taken care of, and he was comfortable with putting it on Mox, with Mox taking this new dark turn. So I feel he had a really, really big hand in playing the outcome, and still has a hand in what's going mm-hmm. on today.
Yep.
Because I'm not speaking for him, but I'm just speaking maybe as a fan, as a mark that wants to see this. I think if he could have made it to Wrestle Kingdom in Japan in the Tokyo Dome, I think he would have done it there. If he physically could have, but obviously he couldn't. So,
yeah. So, how'd you like the start of Dynamite this week that we saw? We saw Hangman and Jay White get into it. And then later on in the week, we'd find out that Jay White challenged Hangman to a match at Full Gear. So, we officially know one match on the Full Gear card. I think this is the sixth time they're going to go head to head in their careers.
I like it. I think it's a good, no pun intended, I think it's a good swerve to get Hangman a new opponent, a new program, and to keep his, how would you call it, intense personality up. I think he can do that with Jay White. So,
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, and you got to think right now. I mean, I'm not trying to show my cards. I guess I can to you because you're supposedly not in our predictions title competition
I'm not.
Full Gear. Just me. I think it's just me and Paul, wasn't it? Wasn't Paul? Paul said it was just going to be he and you I got, since he and I tied. I don't you, care what we do. I don't.
You I'll got, hey, you got to show up to the job 50% of the time to get the prize, big dog.
You are the workhorse of the podcast.
So. I am the workhorse.
Yeah.
I look good.
I mean, it's too, fine by me. Yeah, you do. You do.
You know what, Paul? Not a slacker. Paul? You can go after Tanner title. That's fine. I'm still going to make my own picks, and I bet I kicked the shit out of you.
Well, and I think that's what you were saying. You said, all right, Paul, you can go against Tanner one-on-one, and if you happen to win, I'm going to beat you at World's End in December. So I think that was your next statement. So
here's what's going to happen. I'm going to beat Paul. Paul might beat you. I'm going to give him a little bit of a if.
He already backed out of what he was going to do originally. Originally, a Full Gear, he was going to do his AI stuff. And he's not.
Yeah, but the best part is if he beat you and then I beat Paul, like Paul's going to hand that thing down right to me.
Like yeah, that's true.
On a silver platter, baby.
One knee, One knee.
Yes. Oh, we're going to broadcast it live for sure. I might even go to Paul's house on the front door. You know, Sunday night, 8:30, it's dark out. We're going to get some of those circle lights, the OnlyFan girls were used, right?
Hey, I got one right here. Ring light. Oh, wait. Ring light.
You have a ring light?
Yeah, just I like have a ring light.
You and the OnlyFan girls?
Well, you know, I can't make profit like them. But,
you know. Anyways, I want that on the front porch as Paul hands me that belt. It'd be great.
We got a comment here, a question here on YouTube from Yoshi Pinoshi. Sorry if I mispronounced that. What's the end game you're hoping to see with BCC?
My end game right now is I really hope they take it a little farther. I don't want a bunch of members to join. Okay, I don't want the NWO stuff. I like the members they have. Maybe add one, maybe two, no more than that. But I really hope they go against anti-company. We could see a lot of good matches with BCZ versus AEW. Maybe get some authority figures in. Not saying Shane McMahon, but it would work. But a Shane McMahon versus Tony Khan. But yeah, I don't want a bunch of members in BC.
No.
But I would love BCC versus AEW. And I love it. We're already getting a little bit of an AEW conglomeration. No pun intended. We're already getting a little bit of a backroom presence, like a what do you call it? Backstage click, you know. Trying to go against BCC. So I think we keep it going for a while.
But we don't
flood it. We don't drown it out. We don't put 20 members in it. Is what I don't want to see that.
I still think Darby's the one to take it off Moxley eventually down the road, just with the story. And we'll talk about Orange Cassidy here in a bit. But there's something to it with the Elite. You know, the leader getting shown whenever BCC attacks people for a reason. There's something there. I haven't figured out why yet, but there's something there.
The Elite have their – man. How do you flip the Elite versus the BCC when the Elite is a darn good heel right now?
I know. That's the thing. Like, but – I guess the one thing that could turn them face is saving the company that they helped found, or at least the Jacksons.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so got a few here.
Trying to be Modern, company, man. I get it.
Yeah. Modern said BCC needs to, wrong comment. You need to add another woman. I don't know. Marina holds her own.
Yeah. She beat the shit out of half of them.
Steven Chambers, imagine if it's Sting, though.
Sting's done. You're not going to see Sting on camera ever again.
I think he'll pop up. Maybe like a once-a-year thing like he did All In, but...
Nah. He gone. Steven Chambers, gone.
Jimmy Jacobs. Just kidding. Jimmy Jacobs is gone.
If you
Brandon go... Brandon J, elite turning face.
Yeah. If you go authority figures, I mean... The only way it works is Tony Khan and Shane McMahon.
Yeah, which just
I know it's far-fetched, but the more we talk about it, the more the internet community talks about it. I feel like the more it's capable of happening.
Yoshi's saying elite turning face wouldn't last long, I think.
You know what? If they had a long feud with BCC, they would have to stay face.
Well, I think Okada could definitely turn. Crowd still loves Okada, even though he's heel. I don't think he'd have a problem turning face. But
now, with that comment, AEW tends to have some really short storylines, so
yeah,
it could happen as well.
And Majin says Jack Perry that constantly holds the lead back too. Could Perry end up turning on them? Yeah, Perry's one I can't see going back to be a face for a long, long time. He's kind of found his niche as a heel.
Yeah, I think you're going to see Jack Perry as a heel for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Going back to Dynamite, I really enjoyed the first match of the night. Shelton Benjamin with MVP by side against Sammy Guevara. I thought this was a really fun match. I enjoyed it a lot. I liked the little callback spot they did of Sammy jumping off the turnbuckle and Shelton giving him a super kick. Like HBK famously did to Shelton back on Monday Night Raw years ago. So that was pretty fun. I mean, we knew Sammy was going to take the L. Shelton's not going to take an L this early into his AEW career, but I thought it was a fun match. And, you know, Sammy's saying all the right things. He's doing some good promos after his matches and stuff. So doing some good work in ROH with Dustin. So I think he's back on his way up.
He's working his way back up.
Yeah.
Something happened where he fell down. Because at the time...
He got some drama.
At some point in time, he was upper echelon.
Sure, definitely.
I like the work he did with Shelton. I think Shelton's a very athletic individual for his age.
Yeah.
Still can go. Chiseled, but I thought Sammy almost carried this match a little bit. Like I'm gonna give Sammy the rub here, even though he took the clean L. And I haven't always been the biggest fan of Sammy as well.
Right, I've been up and down on him over the years on this podcast.
But I agree with you. I think it was a good first match. It was entertaining. It went long enough, not too long. And you had two really, really good professional wrestlers putting on a show to kick off a television episode. So yeah, hats off to both of them actually.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like darn near 50 and looks and works like he's in his 20s.
Nothing wrong with almost being in your 50s, boys.
And Swerve, it's going to be fun. Fright Night Dynamite on Wednesday. That's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, I saw that they announced him and Swerve.
Yeah.
So you made a comment. You knew that Shelton wasn't going to take the L this early in his debut, but now it's
he
time
will
for
get
him
Swerve.
To,
yeah, yeah, now, he will get Swerve.
Now it's
yeah.
time for him to take the L. All right, yeah, okay.
Unless the Almighty Bobby Lashley shows up and helps him get a dub.
Yeah, but I think the whole thing was with MVP, he wanted to recruit Swerve.
He did. But, I mean, Lashley's coming soon. He's either coming full gear or one of the Dynamites before full gear. And I think they're going to add more members. I mean, I like what they're doing with MVP, handing out business cards. I like how they even put one on Sammy after the match. We've seen him hand one to Ricochet. We've seen him hand one to Leo Rush. Which that was a fun match on the collision between those two last night. I really enjoyed that. But I'm a flippity flop guy, so Steve Chambers says Lashley shows up and spears Nana. That's his prediction.
Is this like business DDP behind you?
Yes. Yep, and Kimberly now his now ex-wife. Yep.
Different DDP, sorry. Not to change the subject, sorry.
Hey, Logan the Legend, a.k.a. Logan Zartman, on YouTube has said, hey, Shep.
What's up, Logan?
And he's getting some love here in the comments from everybody.
I'm glad Steffi hadn't kicked my you-know-what about how the NASCAR race happened today. So,
well, now you just opened it up for her. So she had a comment here. I'm trying to figure this out. Literally, who has history with Mox that has an upcoming contract expiration? I'm blanking. I don't know what if she's talking about a different company. I got to help me out here.
Yeah.
She's pissed about the NASCAR race, though.
Well, she must not be a Tyler Reddick fan. Which, long story short, we could Tyler Reddick used to hang out in Rochester back in the day. So, Marty, hey, I fly out the November 15th. I can't wait to. I hope this son of a bitch is at our golf tournament too. I actually just booked my airline the other day. I fly out November 15th. I land in Phoenix at like 9 o'clock at night, and we tee off at 11 o'clock the next morning. And I will make sure to get a picture with the legend, Marty McSworley. If yes. not, I'm going to – if I get to know this guy good enough, which I think I could after a couple Canadian clubs, I'm going to have Marty McSworley cut a fucking promo on Majin. And I'm just gonna tell him how much shit Majin talks about him. And I'm just gonna like, look, dude, you're a legend in my eyes. Majin thinks you're a shit hockey player, and you need to fucking just roll on him. And we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it.
That'd be some good content.
Oh, it's gonna be great content. And I mean, I might be 5 or 6, 17 vodkas deep when I do this too, which would be even better.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, because I gotta get in the slot to play golf. That's what you got to do.
See, here's how. Here's. Go ahead. Sorry, Shep.
No. I'm saying I'm actually. I wasn't excited about this golf trip. Like we talked about it earlier, I wasn't excited about this golf trip, but I booked my airline last week, so now I'm excited.
Majin says Marty was a scrapper. He had hands of stone.
Yeah, I mean, he supposedly was brought in to protect Wayne Gretzky, but I think he was brought in to score.
Yeah.
So.
Look, here's how our co-host Paul works, Shep.
Oh boy,
he's pulling the strings and having Logan comment on his behalf.
Paul's not
telling us that Paul's not a slacker.
Where's he at? Where's he at, Logan?
Yeah.
Crickets.
Stephen Chambers said Kenny Omega versus Mox.
I hope we see Kenny Omega back soon.
Oh, I hope so too.
Look, Kenny Omega with his health issues, and his age. We don't have a lot of Kenny Omega left.
No,
I'm
we
just
don't.
Saying that. Right?
Every time he goes away, I realize how much I miss Kenny.
And you know, we just had a 54-year-old guy hit the ROH title this week, which eventually
we'll got to get into that.
Eventually we'll get to that.
God.
But you know, I don't know if Kenny can make it that long as other professional wrestlers, mm-hmm. and I'm worried that he can't. So I want to see Kenny in his 40s. He's 40. Did we look this up? He's 42.
41. He just turned 41. Like a week
just turned
ago.
41. Let's say he's got nine. Let's say he's got 9 years left, guys. He's got 9 years left. There's so many feuds.
Yes.
In AEW. I'm not throwing out New Japan because I want to see Kenny headline the Tokyo Dome one more time. Okay, he deserves it.
Shep, you got to get over there. You got to get over there someday. You talk about the Tokyo Dome so much. You want to get over there.
I think I would rather. Okay, you guys were sending you and Paul were sending tickets prices for WrestleMania in Vegas. $50,000 for front row, right?
Yeah, I was just commenting for the combo deal. The cheapest you could get was $400.
Yeah, I think for 50 grand, I think I could fly in one of those pods on one of them fancy airliners to Tokyo and have a hell of a seat at the Tokyo Dome and eat at all the famous places in Tokyo and have a nice hotel room because for probably half of that. Yeah. Not that I would ever do that, but
right.
Man, I think crazy. I would rather, you know, if I was going to spend that money, I'd rather go do that in Tokyo than I would in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get you.
And I don't know, maybe it's because we're Americans and I've been to Vegas 47 times and it's.
And like Stevens, you can pay $10 a month to watch it on Peacock.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Even though when it comes to Annapolis, I'm going to have to try to go.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to buy a lottery ticket for KOP for the next 6 months. And if we hit it, I'm taking everybody to Tokyo. I'm not taking everybody to Vegas. I'm taking everybody to Tokyo.
I'm in. Stephen Chambers also McSorley suspended for a year back in the day for slashing Donald Brashear in the head. I did not know that. My God.
Well, I mean, Donald was obviously a dumbass and had it coming to him, right? I'm on Marty's side. And what's his name? Donald? I'm going to bring
I thought you had a Marty shirt. I thought that's why you were getting up. And
no, I will get a Marty shirt. Actually, I'm taking a picture of this. So when I confront Marty in 3 weeks, I'm going to bring up Donald Brashear for sure. I just took a picture of it so I know how to pronounce the guy's name. And then I'm going to ask Marty if he has any type of online merch, and then I will buy some.
There you go. Yeah. Will Cody continue to wrestle in his 40s? He's always said he doesn't want to be. I know he stated that in the past. I feel like now, though, that he's in WWE, he's having to run. I think he's there for a long time.
Hey, money talks, bullshit walks,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
As long as he keeps making the money he's making right now, he will keep on working.
Yep. I know at one time he said, well, when he got in his 40s, he'd be done and wanted to get into politics. I know he did say that, but I think he's changed his mind.
Who in their right fucking mind wants to get into politics? I don't care what side you're on.
I agree.
I don't care if you're left, right, center, middle, purple, black, puke.
Yeah. Orange.
If you're in a position like Cody is as a professional athlete, why the hell would you give all that up for politics?
Yep. You know, we were talking about Kenny.
That Edmund was making me quit drinking.
Almost.
I'm not going to do it.
But. Yeah, I know The Rock said he would previously. I don't. Why would you do that to as Dwayne The Rock? You're one of the most famous people in the world. Why tarnish that?
Like, isn't he getting paid like $30 million a movie now?
Yeah, something pretty stupid. I think he names his price pretty much.
Yeah, well, let's give it up for politics. Hold on.
You know, one thing I really liked on Dynamite, it maybe went a little long, but I still liked it. I liked the passion. Kyle Fletcher and Don Callis cutting a promo saying Ospreay has 11 days. There's been 11 days since he cost Ospreay the international championship. Hasn't heard from him. Haven't seen him. So he's calling him out to meet face-to-face at Fright Night next Wednesday. And Fletcher's tired of looking like Ospreay, being compared to Ospreay. So he goes as far as shaving his head.
I liked it. Did you think the promo went on a little long?
I did, but I thought it was good. So
he caught a lot of shit for people thought it was going too long.
I think Kyle Fletcher's future is so bright. I think by 2026, he's a world champion. An AEW.
I don't think it's that long.
You think it's sometime next year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I it might not be AEW. I think it might be ROH. It might even be a New Japan. But I think he shows up
on AEW. I'm talking world title, not mid-card.
Well, okay. ROH is a world
title.
He's
been mid-card ROH champ.
Yeah. Well, ROH world title is a world title. CMLL is a world title.
Yeah.
New Japan is a world title.
Correct.
I think you have and obviously AEW is a world title. So you have a combination of four of them. And one of those four, I believe he holds in 2025. Okay. And I know we're going to have a prediction show end of December to talk about all this. But if he continues the type of promos he cut, obviously the in-ring work is definitely not a question.
Yeah, I like Steven said, I thought it was interesting he brought up Ospreay having a disc in his back. So yeah, didn't hear about that one before. Yeah. And Steven Chambers, after seeing Kyle's promo, I really don't think we will see Mark Davis.
You know, I want to say, we got to find a place for this guy. This guy is a great, great worker. He is a big dude. He can move. He's agile. He might be a tag team specialist, okay? So we got to find a place for him because I think he's way too talented to just throw to the wayside.
Yeah, no, I agree. Speaking of big guys who can move, and I know you're not high on one of these guys, I kind of like it. I like the tag team of Brian Cage and Lance Archer.
I like Lance Archer.
Mm-hmm.
Who's his partner?
Brian Cage, the ROH TV champion.
He fucking sucks.
I like their finisher, the powerbomb chokeslam. It's pretty creative.
Yeah. Send Brian Cage back. Like he's worse than the TNA days. Who was the guy? Was it Austin Aries that wouldn't refuse to put him over?
Austin Aries is a douche.
But it made sense.
See, I kind of like Majin here. Majin says, strap on the tag titles to them and let the rest of the division come for them. Like, that would be different. We haven't seen a dominant, like, two big guys hold the tag titles. It's always a big guy like Keith Lee and a smaller guy like Swerve.
But they're not a true tag team.
No. They're building one, though. No. So either it was Ricky Starks or Big Bill. They were Big tag Bill. Team.
Yeah, fuck. I like traditional tag team wrestling.
I know you do. I know you do.
I like traditional tag team wrestling. They are not a tag team. Now, if they work together for a year, okay. But they're not going to do that. So, yeah.
No.
I like Lance, and I remember watching Lance in New Japan. You know, after AEW started, I was watching New Japan, and I'm like, he is not over in AEW, but he was over in New Japan. I'm like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Like these people went nuts for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to work to that. So. I don't think Lance deserves something. Lance can work to something. He hasn't been on TV enough. I think Lance has a shit ton of talent. We just got to see it.
Well, the biggest thing AEW did with him was he beat Mox in that Texas Death Match for the New Japan US title on an episode of Dynamite, and then they... You know, every time they heat him up, they cool him off. That's what's frustrating with me. Stephen Chambers saying tag team division in AEW slacking a little bit. Yeah, it is. I am interested to see this upcoming tag team title match on Wednesday night between the Bucks and Private Party. If the Bucks win, Private Party splits. If Private Party wins, of course, they become new world tag team title tag champions. So, yeah. Well, I got one more thing to mention before we hit on what I really want to hit on. But what did you think about all this talent? You called them the conglomeration without putting the pun around there. What did you think about them waiting in the parking lot this whole time for Mox and his group to show up? That was kind of cheesy. And I'm looking at the group. I'm like, this is the best you can get.
Yeah, I agree. It was cheesy. It's
one of those moments I have to remember it's entertainment, it's wrestling, and not be so realistic because I'm like, in my head, I'm like, don't they realize there's multiple entrances to this arena? You know, I got to disband my belief a little bit to kind of get in the moment.
And I'm a, you know, me and the conglomeration, I'm a kind of a mark for them. Yeah, I didn't care for it, but I still chuckled a little bit.
Yeah. I liked Chucky T, seeing him, you know, now in his backstage role, because he is legit done wrestling. And, you know, pulling Orange to the side and having a word with him, pretty much telling him, like, you have to step up and be a leader, even though Orange was nothing to do with being a leader. So,
yeah,
it was good foreshadowing.
I don't think you can have Orange and Mark Briscoe in the same group and have one. Like, I feel like Mark is always the talker, and obviously Orange, mm-hmm. as part of his gimmick, doesn't talk. So how could you have him be the leader if you don't talk? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's part of his stick. I get it. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's a good lead way into this. Mark Briscoe. We see him defend the ROH World Championship against Chris Jericho in a ladder ward match. You know, we had table spots. We had ladder spots. We had interference all over the place. The Bad Apple, Brian Keith. You had Big Bill get involved. Rocky Romero with some nasty kendo stick shots.
Oh, he beat the shit out of Keith Lee. Or Brian Keith.
Brian
sorry.
Keith, yeah.
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 He beat the
We saw Mark deliver an elbow drop to Jericho off the ladder through a table. Falls up with the J-driller, sends to the ladder, but Big Bill comes out, intercepts him, choke slams him through a table set up on the outside. Big Bill then gets Jericho up on his shoulders, climbs the ladder. Jericho grabs it, so he's now the 2-time Ring of Honor world champion and Nueve, 9-time world champion. Why? Why? Why?
So I thought about this all week.
It was so predictable, but why?
I thought about this all week. You know how big of a Briscoe fan I was. Mm-hmm. Or am. I am. Mm-hmm. And I like Mark Briscoe. Love Mark Briscoe. With this new deal coming with Max, and maybe we'll see with Athena, mm-hmm. but do you think that they're trying to position themselves to make a little bit of a push for ROH, and having Chris Jericho as your world champion would be a pretty damn good start? It's the only thing I can think of, right?
So, in last time when he won this belt, Tony was actively trying to get an ROH TV deal, so he put the title on him. So I think you're onto something there, but I'm just thinking, I don't know. Like, how many? I would watch ROH more often if it was on TV somewhere and I didn't have to pay for Honor Club. But man, I don't know. You got to be right there, because if not, it doesn't make any sense. Everybody's tired of him. He doesn't need it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was just so predictable, but I'm still. And you know, I like Steven's idea. This may be slowly building to Big Bill versus Jericho. So I think Big Bill has become a bigger star through all this. Brian Keith, not so much.
There's no other stars in ROH as big as Jericho.
I am not apologizing to anybody, Majin. No. No.
Yeah, I don't know who else you would push in ROH. I mean, Jericho's the top.
And now his feud is going to be with Ishii? That does nothing for me. I'm sorry.
I saw. I like Ishii. I really do. I love the fucking no-neck bulldog, shoot-wearing boot son of a buck. I think he's meaner than a snake. Oh, the legend's behind you.
Yeah. Flair's looking so old back then, and that's 99.
Well, he just made out with some girl in the ring, and he's still wearing a shirt and tie.
Yeah.
He's such a legend. God, I would love to have a freaking vodka with that dude. Anyways.
It wouldn't just be one. But
No, it would be 12 or 15, and I think I could pace myself. We were talking about Ishii and Jericho. I don't think that elevates the ROH belt very much.
That's not just any woman. That's Tori Wilson.
Is that Tori Wilson? I guess it is, isn't it?
That is Tori Wilson.
Look at that. He's so excited. Good for Jerick. Or good for Flair. What a legend. Then we got some guy beating up some dude behind some. I have no idea. This show is distracted shit, I'll be Tanner.
That's Goldberg and Sid.
Sid's busted open.
Rest in peace, Sid. And that's Bill Goldberg.
Rest in peace, Sid. And God, thank God his ankles can finally take a rest.
That was in Indianapolis.
It was. It was. Mm-hmm. And that thing snapped.
Yeah.
That snapped.
Sin,
like a,
Sin, I think, was the second to last pay-per-view WCW ever had. Sin.
That snapped like a freaking Kentucky fried chicken wishbone.
Yeah, that was nasty. But anyways, Jericho and Ishii, yeah, does nothing for me. So,
Not that I don't want to see that match. I think those two guys can still perform and go, but
that's going to be your ROH December pay-per-view main event, though. That's going to sell a lot of buys.
So what the hell are they going to do for a month to build that? Ishii doesn't talk.
And here's the thing, Shep. When Jericho won the ROH title last time, he never really showed up in ROH on Honor Club. He's got to show up on AEW with it. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Oh, here we go. I knew something was coming out, Majin. Everyone, all caps, saying Chris should retire. He goes out there and shows you why he doesn't. He can still go. He's helping younger talent, too. It's not his fault they can't do anything after him. And to whoever beats him, that's the thing. You beat fucking Chris Jericho. You're a made guy. Apologize to Chris Jericho.
Jesus, gosh. I'm not going to say that. I can't say that. I'm trying to be a nice guy today. Go ahead, Tanner. You go first. I'm over it.
Stephanie's saying, I'm saying certain belts are, I believe, beneath him. Oh, I agree with that. Like, I feel like he shouldn't be winning the ROH world title.
I don't think it's beneath him. I think at his age and his
why can't we get him in a tag team or trios and go for those belts? I would rather see that. Which he was going to with Kenny Omega before Kenny got sick.
At his age and his capability, I think ROH is actually kind of good for him.
If he's actually on ROH.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he has to play the part, but I mean, you don't want Jericho versus Swerve as your main event at some Highline pay-per-view. That ain't gonna work.
No. He shouldn't be main event in anything, any AEW pay-per-view.
Yeah, so we don't want that. So ROH, I think, is perfect actually for him.
All right. I still would like tag or trios, but it's all good. Talk. Talk. We can agree to disagree.
Agreed, disagree.
Not many people in the country in our country can do that anymore, but we can here at KOP. Adam Cole comes out. We see Roddy Strong, Mike Bennett, Matt Taven interrupt them, and they all hug it out. They're buddies, so I think the Kingdom's become a face. And you know what I want to see, Shep? Who's missing out of all this? Who's missing?
Adam Cole, baby.
No, Adam Cole is with them. Who's missing? Who's the member of the Kingdom missing?
Oh, the Warlord.
Yeah, Wardlow.
Wardlow.
So I know he's Taven a few months ago said Wardlow's out with an injury. But when he's healthy, if he's healthy now, MJF Cole is the perfect feud to put him back in. I don't know how you do it or where you do it. Get him back on TV, please.
So you have Warlord cost MJF the match for Cole?
Or he could cost Cole and still not align with MJF. Like, he could kind of go after both of them.
I don't know if you want... I don't know. I'm kind of...
Want him back on TV.
I'm kind of on the fence here because MJF and Adam Cole are two big enough stars where you having a run-in could hurt, you know, it could hurt both of them. You know, I don't know. I don't like the situation. I think Tony Khan has backed himself in a pickle.
That's kind of what Mach is saying right here. Like,
yeah, he's fucked either way. I get it. There's no win.
Because last time we saw him, he was part of the Undisputed Kingdom. So if he comes back, you can't say he's just not part of the group. You kind of have to explain, if he's not part of the group, why he's not part of the group.
Yeah, I got nothing.
We are seeing Cole in action, though. An action Wednesday night on Friday night against Buddy Matthews.
First time in 4 months.
For who?
Cole.
First time in over a year, Shep.
Has it been that long?
He broke his foot at Grand Slam last year.
No.
Yes, he did. It's Joe against MJF. He jumped off that ramp, broke his foot. So that was in September of last year.
We went the whole summer.
We went the whole calendar year already without Adam Cole having a match.
Damn.
Yeah.
And it's been announced that him and Britt are split, right?
Yep. He came out in a Sports Illustrated article and said, you know, they're still friends and all, but yep.
It's okay. I gotta give mad respect to Adam. He didn't throw my name under the bus.
Oh boy, here we go.
And you know, Britt and I, we've been friends for a while, and she was my dentist, and you know, hanging out. And, you know, he didn't throw me under the bus, and you know, he knows my position in the podcast world with KOP. So I can appreciate that, and he respects Britt and I's privacy at this moment. So.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, you know, it happens. My teeth are whiter than ever. See that?
Modern, so you're telling me there's a chance I got to book a dental appointment. Be right back.
Yeah, hey, you got to pass a screening, Majin, but I can hook you up, bud. I can, you know, we charge a premium for these dental checkups, just to let you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, premium.
House of Bat Black won in a squash match. Camille versus Queen Aminata. This was actually my bathroom break match on Wednesday night.
Why? I like Queen Aminata so much. I mean, I know how this was going to go, but.
Yeah, it was more, I don't know, just wasn't feeling it.
So you went to the bathroom and felt something else.
I set myself up for that.
Yeah, you did. You set yourself up. Damn it. That's all right. It happened.
But Statlander and Camille will be fun Wednesday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be some power against some power there.
I hope those girls can mesh really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's either going to be really good or it's going to be really bad.
I'm hoping for really good. Glass is always half full, man.
So we finally found out who attacked Taz. Parking lot. It's Christian Cage.
We kind of talked about that a couple weeks ago about it.
But what I didn't see coming was Kip Sabian is now part of the patriarchy. Didn't see that coming.
I don't like that.
I don't like Kip. I don't care for Kip.
Now hold on. The only reason this works is because they lost Killswitch for a while.
Good point. They need somebody else. Yeah.
They need somebody else. So, unfortunately, Killswitch.
They didn't even put that together. That's
good. Is out with some serious health issues. So
he's still on oxygen, I believe.
Yeah. Hopefully he makes a good recovery and we see him back. And we see him back to the point where I can make fun of him because that's what I used to do. But hopefully he gets better. So, yeah, he's gone for a while and they had an open spot, so yeah, I guess they made it work.
I do like them getting Hook into a different feud, you know, finally away from the FTW title since that's done. You know, Christian's got this contract. It could be interesting if they do it correctly. And you know, one thing I was thinking, So if the patriarchy's all got gang up on Hook, Hook needs some buddies, right? Well, he used to have a faction of Team Taz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hobbs, supposed to be back soon.
He'd be
good.
Ricky
Starks was also in Team Taz. Just saying.
And was it you or Paul that just sent out a thing where Ricky Starks is wrestling in the independent here next weekend or so?
Yeah, he showed up over the weekend in the independent. I think he's going to be wrestling on the 24th of November. But, man, he looked good in that spot he did in the ring. So,
well, hell, you'd look good, too, if you've been off out of the ring for 6 months. But
Samoa Joe, also a good one. Steven Chambers, that could be coming back.
Yeah.
But I feel like whenever Joe comes back, ooh, I just thought of something. Because whenever Joe comes back, he needs to get some revenge on Jericho for putting him out. What title's Jericho got right now, Shep?
He's got the ROH title. That's Joe's roots, man. That's his roots.
Mm. If they go down that avenue, I can get on
board
with that.
Hey, let's go back to this ROH shit. Not so much Jericho, but could you imagine having a Nigel McGuinness and Samoa Joe feud for the ROH belt? Could you see where Nigel McGuinness goes, I just can't stand the disrespect nowadays of this belt. It was so respected back in the day when I held it, yada, 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 yada. And we get a Nigel McGuinness, Samoa Joe feud would be, I mean.
Yeah, if they can dig deep into the roots of ROH, it would be great. But yeah, they just haven't done any of that.
Well, God damn it. Give me the pencil, will you?
I would if I could. What if I could?
You're right.
Imagine, speaking of Nigel, I loved Yuta's line to Nigel in the promo. That was a good sit-down little interview on Collision last night with Yuta, Wheeler Yuta and Nigel. I enjoyed
that. It was. I saw the highlights of that.
Private Party and Daniel Garcia took on the Elite in the main event. Daniel Garcia and Private Party got the win because, once again, Private Party rolled up Matthew Jackson. The Jackson just cannot learn not to get rolled up for the schoolboy finish. But after the match, Isaiah Cassidy grabbed the mic, demand a rematch from the Young Bucks on Fright Night. The Bucks head to the back, but Cassidy stops them and says if they grant him and Quinn a title shot and they lose, Private Party will split up for good. So the Young Bucks accept their challenge. What's your prediction for the tag team title match? It's interesting. I love them putting that stipulation in there.
I like the stip. I really do. I think Private Party's too young to split, so neither one of those guys can be independent. Individual stars. Mm-hmm. So I see the Bucks putting them over again.
Yep. I agree with you. I agree with Majin. Yep. Just like the Acclaimed in 2022. Yep.
It's what's best for business. We've heard that before, right?
Yes, we have.
So
then the closed Dynamite, they head outside the ring. The talent's still waiting for BCC. Truck pulls up. Marina Shafir emerges from it. Wheeler, Yuta, and Claudio clock Private Party with chairs in the ring. Moxley then drags Chuck Taylor out to the ring. Moxley, Claudio, and Wheeler place a chair around his neck because Wheeler was just going to hit him in the back. And Claudio's like, no. No, we're going to kill this guy. We're going to kill him. So puts the chair around Chucky T's neck and stomps on it. Medical officials come down. Orange Cassidy comes down. Rest of the locker room comes down. And they showed a Dynamite exclusive last night, a Collision that was aired after Dynamite. Orange pretty much saying he's coming after him now. And, you know, he's going to speak on Wednesday night. He says he's going to take care of this Wednesday night. So we getting a change to the Orange Cassidy character now, Shep? Is it time?
Do you really think Orange could be a heel?
No, but I think he can get darn serious now and get more aggressive than ever.
Okay. I think he can get you think he can get Hangman angry? Like,
if they keep taking out his friends, I mean, Chucky T was one of his best friends, and it was interesting with Wheeler. You could see, yeah, Wheeler, you know, was in the best friends. So that was kind of some of it. He didn't really want to attack Chuck. And then he looked at Orange before he got out of the ring. So, yeah, they're planting seeds all over the place right now.
I think we're
going to get a character change in Orange. I really do.
If he turns heel, then he would have to be.
He's not going heel. I think he's Moxley's opponent at Full Gear. Because we haven't seen Darby. We have not seen Darby at all.
I don't want to see Darby.
No, I don't either.
I don't want to see Darby in this heavyweight title match. So,
well, you're gonna, but I don't want to see him even. I don't want to see him show up till like World's End or early 2025.
Yeah, I think Mox has to keep this title for a while just to keep this BCC story going.
I think he will.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think Darby's going to go Sting 97. Stay away from it a little while. Majin, OC has already done well against Mox, too. That's true. They made event it all out last year for an international title together and then faced again at Full Gear last year. Darby needs to find that killer instinct first. Oh no! Another boring title reign from Mox. Lord help us all.
I don't think it's going to be a boring reign. I like the BCC takeover type mentality. I don't want to say it's the NWO or compare it to the NWO because that Mox was his World own. That was his own. You know, that was their own shit. But so far so good. I don't dislike it right now. So
yeah.
If they can keep this anti-company persona going, I'm okay with it right now.
It's interesting to me. We haven't seen Mox with the world title at all.
No, he keeps it. He keeps it in the book bag, right?
Uh-huh. That's what we're led to believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It keeps in that fucking book bag. Good for him.
Yep. Yep. Collision. A few things I want to talk about. We saw the Outrunners and we saw FTR. What a great night. FTR Runners. Go buy your merch at shopaw.com. It's going to be a sad day when FTR turns on these guys because it's coming down the road. They're planting seeds already. But the Outrunners went over M&M Collection. And in that, before they went out, both teams were together doing a promo backstage. And FTR even mentioned that the Outrunners, tonight's their first step towards going for the tag team titles. So, see, there we are. We're already setting the seeds. Outrunners eventually world tag champs down the line. Then FTR challenges them.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. FTR has been faced. They've been faced for long enough.
They were heels in NXT.
Right when they came to AEW, they were heels.
Yeah, but they challenged the Bucks. And I always feel like the Bucks have always been heels.
Okay.
So, yeah, to have them a really, really good heel turn, and I think they could, because I think those guys can be meaner than snakes and they can be angry. And I think their promos could be really good too. So,
going back to BCC real quick, Majin's saying, that's just it though. They aren't necessarily anti-AEW. Talking about BCC, they want to return AEW to how it was before. So, how in the hell are they heels? Well, they're just wrecking chaos over all the baby faces. So they're organically heels. I mean, they suffocated Bryan Danielson twice. I mean, they're suffocating people. They're putting chairs around people's neck and stomping on them. I don't care what you're doing for the company. That's heelish tactics.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm happy for the Outrunners getting this push. Crowd loves them. Got a great pop in Cedar Rapids, Iowa last night. So, good stuff. Like I said, Wheeler, you just sit down with Nigel McGuinness was really good. Explain why he did what he did at Wrestle Dream to Bryan Danielson. So he pretty much had to. He had to. He said he had no choice. So, for the greater good, and walked out. Ricochet versus Leo Rush, like I said, was a lot of fun. A lot of flippity flops. In the end, Ricochet got the win, but I thought it was a good match. Enjoyed it. Anna Jay versus Viva Van. Anna Jay won. We're going to see her challenge Mariah May on next week's Collision for the World Championship. And also on the women's side, we saw the return of Penelope Ford wrestle her first match in 2 years. Yeah, good for her. Glad to see her back in the ring, because I knew for a little while they didn't know if that was going to happen. Yeah. So,
Joey Janela gave her a high five.
Yeah, she beat Robin Renegade. And then the main event was FTR versus LFI, Jake Roberts' group, Roosh's group. It was Roosh Jurlistico of LFI versus FTR. And, of course, FTR went over. But at the end, LFI was beating up FTR with Beast Mortos hitting a cannonball on Cash in the corner, Roosh hitting the horns. They go to do more, but Outrunners come out to make the saves. LFI promised revenge as they walk to the back. The FT runners celebrate and pose in the ring as Collision goes off the air. I feel like they're ending Collision almost every week of the FT runners posing.
It gets a great pop. It really does.
It does. Majin's still talking about BCC here. They're wrecking havoc on people who are comfortable with the company being the way it is today. The complacent mindset, etc. They're doing the wrong thing for the greater good. Thanos destroyed half the universe in Marvel, and he was right. As much as I hate it, Mox and the BCC, Majin, doing what they're doing and forcing everyone to raise their game is the right thing. Anyone notice they gave LFI the Death Triangle entrance? I did notice that, yeah. Which is good. I mean, Death Triangle's not there to use the creative entrance anymore, so give it a new group.
Yep. Is that because they know that the Death Triangle's like the main of those guys are trying to leave the company?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, this is kind of your new Latino Hispanic group, power group now in AEW. So even though Pac wasn't that, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Who is since you didn't watch Collision, what's your Dynamite rating, and who is your wrestler of the week?
Dynamite was okay.
I think it was the worst Dynamite they're gonna have up to Full Gear, if that makes sense. There was
I looked at a lot of social media stuff on Thursday morning, and man, they said it was awful. I'm like, man, I watched the episode. I didn't think it was that bad. I didn't necessarily agree with the whole internet community. But I'm gonna give this show. I'm gonna give this show a 7.2, man. Which
we're right around the same.
You know, if you read the internet community, shit, the thanks should have been in the fives or sixes for crying out loud. But I didn't think. I thought it was. I was entertained. It didn't bother me. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going 7-1. I mean, I thought it was fine. I did think it left a lot on the table, but we're going to get huge Dynamite this week, Fright Night. I think we're going to see a lot of good stuff happen. And then, you know, the week after that, they're going head to head with NXT when NXT is running the ECW arena. So, you got to think we're going to get big stuff with that. And then you got the go home show the following week, or no. And then you got two more, and then go home. So
let's talk about that. What is that all about? Does NXT just said, you know what? We're going to run one of the most legendary buildings in the world. We're going to go up against the competitor. Oh, wait a minute. Not on our normal night. We're going to go up against their night.
Well, they got shifted. They're getting shifted because of the election.
Okay, well.
But so they knew that ahead of time. They're like,
so they knew,
you know, we're gonna up the ante. We're gonna go book somewhere where we haven't run a show, ECW Arena.
And man,
you know they're running up against World's End 2 this year in Florida.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. NXT's having a show that night too.
In Florida?
Yep.
So 2300 arena. Hat guy gonna be, they gonna put hat guy in the front row?
Oh, Maja's trying to start a fight here. Legendary buildings in the world, the ECW arena. Ha 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 ha. Nice joke.
Are you kidding me? If you think there's any more, you can go back to the territory days, okay? Let's go back to the fucking territory days. You think there's any more legendary arena that could even pair with the 2300 arena? The Sportatorium. Yeah, legendary. Great. ECW arena is right up there. What else you got, bud? Come on. I'm waiting.
I might be mistaken. NXT is running an event that night, but it might be like more of a house show. It doesn't look like it's a pay-per-view. The Night of the World's End pay-per-view. Okay. But they're running something right there in Florida. In Orlando, too, I believe.
Yeah.
On some Madison Square Garden.
Oh, fuck off with Madison Square Garden. Really?
Yeah, I've been there. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool place.
You're talking about two totally different things, though, yeah. Man. Yeah. You're talking about two different things. You know what? I can't wait to fucking have Marty McSorley punch you in your nugget.
So who's your wrestler of the week, Shep? I know Maja is Penelope Ford. 2 years, long time to be out. She's back. Got to give it to her.
In a losing effort, I got to go Mark Briscoe.
Not going to Learning Tree, huh?
Fuck that. No. I can't. Not against Jericho. I don't want to go against Jericho, but the Bad Apple, I like Keith Lee. Not Keith Lee, sorry. What's his name?
Brian Keith. You've done that Brian twice. Keith.
I've done that twice. Damn it. I called him the Bad Apple, though.
You did.
And then, obviously, fucking Big William. So, we're going to call him Big William from now on.
Big Willie.
Big Willie. Yeah. I thought Mark really, really performed in this match. I thought he was great. Thought he had a really good run as ROH title holder. So my rest of the week's Mark Briscoe.
All right. I'm going with the Ricochet. Good win over Nick Wayne and good win over Leo Rush this week. So, but he's not going to beat Takeshka. That's who he's calling out. That's who he wants to face for the international championship. But it'll be a great match. It'll be fun, but he's not going to win. Yeah, Majin says you're talking about legendary arenas. America it starts with MSG.
No, it doesn't. No. The professional wrestling back in the territory days was running other arenas, including the 2300 arena, way before MSG got popular. Yeah, just because they had the first WrestleMania, who gives a shit?
It would be cooler if MSG would run all kinds of wrestling shows, not just WWE. Even though they did run that ROH New Japan show, but that was after everybody was already peacing out. So
they sold that place out.
Well, they sold it out on the backs of Cody and the Elite and the Bucks, you know, and Kenny, and then they all said, "Oh, we're going to AEW." Because didn't Matt Taven win the title that night?
Yeah, and that was when Big Bill and Dipshit came through the stands after Bully Ray and the other tag team titles. Remember that? They played it off like, oh, this wasn't planned.
It was the super card. It was a G1 super card.
Yeah, it was during it was WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, we had okay. Let's go over the card. So. The ROH World TV Championship was, okay, this is a good one. Jeff Cobb defeated Will Ospreay to win the NEVER title. Because it was a NEVER title in the ROH TV Championship. Roosh defeated Dalton Castle. Flip Gordon and Lifeblood, which was Mark Haskins and Juice Robinson, defeated Bully Ray, Silas Young, and Shane Taylor in a New York street fight.
And that's when Big Bill and Enzo showed up out of nowhere.
The IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship was a three-way between Dragon Lee defeating Taji Ishimori and Bandido, who should be coming back to AEW soon. The World ROH World Tag Team Championship versus IWGP Tag Team Championship. Winners take all four-way match. The Guerrillas of Destiny defeated the Villain Enterprises, the Briscoes, and Los Ignobles de Japan. Zack Sabre Jr. defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi. Kota Ibushi defeated Naito. Matt Taven defeated Jay Lethal and Marty Scurll to win the title. And Okada defeated Jay White to win the IWGP. So still a pretty loaded card.
That was a loaded
still a pretty card. Good, still a pretty good show. Still a pretty good show.
Still that was 2000 win?
19. So AEW was already a thing, but they weren't on TV yet. So, yeah. Yeah. Modern said, I'm going to need a trios team of Bandido when he's back. Hangman, TA, and Brian Keith.
Don't dislike it, but.
Eddie says, oh, wow, I thought Steffi would have came for me for my ECW comments instead of a ship. Hmm. And Steffi's been quiet in the comments. Maybe she had to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, anything else you want to hit on?
I'm just backing Steffi because I think, hey, I'm telling you right now, without ECW, we would not have the Attitude Era. So you can fuck off.
Yep.
Anyway,
true.
Man, made me draw a blank.
The Hardys winning the titles last
night. Yeah. There you go.
The Hardys won the titles. I mean, they still get pops from the crowd. You know,
yeah,
Twitter was
them.
Pretty happy about it. And
good,
yeah,
good for them.
I'm glad they can have one more last run. I just still wish they could have had that in AEW, and they were supposed to.
They were supposed
to. Jeff screwed it up.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. So, yep. Brother Fluff Salisbury on YouTube. My son and I went to the ROH show when the Bucks beat the Hardys. And then we were at WrestleMania 33 when the Hardys returned the following night. One of the loudest pops in wrestling history.
I think that place blew the roof off of it, and it didn't even have a damn roof on the
arena. Yeah, if it was indoor, it would have been even louder.
Holy shit. And you know, when that happened, I followed a little ROH, a little independent wrestling then. Mm-hmm. I didn't follow a lot, but I followed a little bit. And I knew that the Hardys had dropped the titles, the ROH titles, the night before. And I'm like, nah, no way in hell that could happen, right? No way. Well, it could. No way. It could. And then I'm watching that event live, and the New Day introduces mm-hmm. them. I'm like, holy, like literally I popped. I'm a freaking 40 or I'm not old, 37 year old guy, probably 36 year old guy. I'm a 36 year old fat guy eating pizza and drinking Dr. Pepper. And I pop in my living room. It was like, man, that's
yeah, I remember getting off the couch. I was not too far removed out of college. No, that would have been 2018. I had my own place by then. Never mind. But I remember popping and getting off my couch just watching it by myself. Yeah, imagine I saw that too. Some people online getting on AEW for why couldn't they put the titles on? Well, Jeff unfortunately screwed it up with his DUI.
Yeah.
They were gonna. And yeah. Actually they had Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus at the time win instead.
You know,
Imagine, since you were a 36, 37 fat guy doing fat guy things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pizza, Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Every year, I think I've talked about this on the podcast before. When it comes to WrestleMania, especially night two, night one now kind of throws things off, but night two is.
We had some fun here at KOP on night one. We did the watch along.
A watch along. But night two is definitely the local pizza joint of mine. Tanner knows it. I love my Nubianos.
Shout out to Nubianos, Rochester, Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah. So night two is definitely Nubianos. And some I used to drink Dr. Pepper or root beer, but nowadays I just drink vodka, so it's different. You know, whatever. Anyways, but I mean, this coming WrestleMania season, definitely going to be doing the same thing. When it comes to Wrestle Kingdom in January, yeah, I'm definitely going to get up at 4 a.m., fold some laundry for my wife, and watch.
Are you going to pull the back to back night Wrestle Kingdom, then Wrestle Dynasty with the AW Impact?
I'm gonna try
HTML.
Yeah, I'm gonna try this year. So
yeah, or maybe Impact's not in it, or TNA, excuse me. But I think it's just CMLL, ROH, and AEW and New Japan. Yeah, I think those are four. Those four. My bad.
Yeah.
You're definitely not TNA. I'm an idiot. TNA has a working relationship with WWE now, so
yeah. That's not happening. Yeah. But definitely gonna work those two. The Hitman. Wish he had the you realize how good he could have been if he had the charisma of like Hulk Hogan.
Well, not even that. Like, he should have been so much. WCW dropped the ball with him so bad. I mean, I know we can talk about WCW for so many podcasts, the things they did wrong, but that was one of the I always go back to. And they got him. He was like one of the hottest wrestlers in the world, coming off the screw job, and they didn't know what to do with him. They put him in that damn Starrcade 97 match with Sting and Hogan he was actually a special guest referee in a different match that night. I think it was Bischoff and Larry Zbyszko. And then he came in as like the special guest referee when the ref bump. What an idiotic way to
interview someone. It's bad. It's bad.
God. It's bad. God. 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 But oh well. He made a lot of money. Still makes a lot of money. Still makes a lot of money. So.
Yeah. He makes
anything
a lot
else? Of money. Anything else, Jeff, you want to
hear? I'm good. I'm good, big dog.
Yeah, it's been fun. Two-man show because, you know, Paul's too good to show up to work on Sunday night.
Paul's a slacker.
Yeah, he's a slacker. That's why he's not champion. Not going to be the champion anytime soon. So
he's about as slacker as Lex Luger is behind you. Remember how big Lex Luger was? He hated the wrestling business. But yet he was in the wrestling business.
He's come around now. You know, he's changed his life around, and he's a guy that's not in the WWE Hall of Fame that definitely deserves to be. They need to get him in soon. 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 Yes, okay. He did call the smallest, skinniest person on the pod Big Dog. Yes, he did. Deal with it, Majin. Deal with it. And you can follow the Kicking Out Podcast on all social medias at Kicking Out Pod. You can follow myself, Tanner Lee, at Tanner Lee 92. You can follow Austin Shep at the Shep 27. You can follow Paul at Paul Zartman 87. Those are all good for Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you're subscribed and following the Kicking Out Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts at. And if that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify, hit us with that 5-star rating and review. We'd really appreciate it. Also, make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel. We go live every Sunday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Buy some Kicking Out merch, kickingoutshop.com. Support a great podcast and look great doing so. Get yourself. We don't have hats anymore, as I point to my hat. But we could get hats in the future. We got plenty of T-shirts, hoodies. You know, it's the cold season's coming upon us, so hoodies are always nice to wear. Got zip-ups. We got pint glasses. We got mugs for your coffee or whatever you want to put in it, and all that good stuff. And yeah, until next time, I'm Tanner Lee. He's Austin Shepherd. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.